200 children are running at top speed in 50 different directions, many not knowing what to climb on first. But Jace Dabu and his little brother Gavin knew exactly where they were headed, the new train.
Oh boy!
Good job!
As the kids ran from the train to the bridge to the giant clubhouse, parents like Mike Fawn tried to keep track. Fawn was one of hundreds of volunteers who helped with construction around the park.
Oh, I came out thinking I would work a couple hours, you know, just to be able to say I did it. Next thing I know, it's 6 hours and 105 or 10. And I mean, we took it really serious. We said, we're not leaving until we get four sections. And the first section took us 3 hours.
With volunteer labor, donations, neighborhood fundraisers, city funds, and insurance money, the new park turned into $1.5 million project. Sadie Bauer is 11 and lives a block away. For her, the new playground provides a reason to come back.
I came here a lot, but then it kind of got old because I like grew up at the old playground. I think I'll probably spend a lot of time here since it's new and like big and cool.
The ideas of 1,000 school children were considered by the designers of the park. The city says it'll go back to those kids to get their reactions to the new McKinley Park playground. Bob Moffitt, Capital Public Radio News.